We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go to the phones. Former NFL quarterback. You can check him out now as the host of the Sean Salisbury Show, 6 to 10 a.m. Central on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Sean Salisbury, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Sean, we always appreciate the time. We'll bring you right into the conversation. A report from Pro Football Talk that NFL teams may travel when they're going on the road, fly into the city on game day, play the game, get back on the plane, fly out that night. Probably doesn't work for cross-country trips, but for shorter trips in the Northeast, East Coast, could you see that being a viable alternative to staying in a hotel and taking the risk of COVID-19?
Yeah, I can see it. And anytime we say, well, but it can't happen, players can't, well, they're not going to be comfortable. Well, 2020 is not comfortable. There's nothing about 2020 right now that seems normal to any of us and any player. I mean, you're just going to have to make adjustments. And Denny Green, my coach in Minnesota, was the best I ever dealt with. He didn't care. He would always address us. And I know a pandemic's different, but he said, I don't care if the team plane is late 10 minutes and you're off your schedule. Don't care if your laundry came out, it's wet. Don't care if the burger was cold at snack. I'll take care of that after the effect, but we're not dealing. Distractions don't live here. We're still going to play. It doesn't matter. We'll handle those later. You still do your thing. He was great at not allow, or you're in an argument with your girlfriend before you get on the plane. Didn't he want to know part of that? And he was great at putting distractions, hanging them outside, and then when you walk in the building, we're playing football. I don't care about all that. The team bus is late. It's hot. Your air conditioning broke. Didn't matter. So, it's hard for, let's say, a 1 o'clock game. I'm trying to picture, even if it's an hour and 45-minute flight, getting up, flying in, and going right to the stadium like we do in a high school bus on a Friday night. It's going to be weird. Because the rest, right. And that'll encourage the leading up to the week, you getting some rest. Now, I don't know how you'd protocol of if you had a hotel that was just your team for that weekend and going in, because you don't do a lot when you get to the city. You go through walkthrough, you go to your room, you have a team meetings through the day, snack at night, and your butt's in bed, and the lights are out by 11 o'clock. You wake up, and most guys, quick breakfast, quick meeting, or at the stadium. So the right. Travel, but if you want to play, you may have to make adjustments. You may have to say, if the Giants are playing Philly, dude, we're just taking the train or we're flying in or we're bussing it in and it's the morning of, and that's just the way it's going to work. So it'll be difficult logistics-wise, but you know what? Oh, well. We don't know if it's going to snow. You don't know if it's going to rain. Oh, well. If you got to travel the day of a game like we did on a Friday night high school, deal with it. That's just the way it is. Everybody's in the same situation. I hope they can go in the night before. It's short travel for the players anyway. We're not there long, like baseball, sure. 4 or 5 days to adjust. We go in and we play, and it's a business trip, and you get your butt out. So they'll adjust either way, but I would imagine more sluggish performances if you go in on the day of a game. I would imagine that.
Daniel?
Yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting thing. And how does that favor or not favor teams with veterans and teams with veteran coaches? Would you look at a more established organization, maybe a team that was together the year before, as one that would have an advantage in this scenario?
Yeah, and a team that's filled with guys that, like I was mentioned about Denny Green, that just say, guys, because, you know, people follow, young players, they follow leadership. It's like, even if they don't want to do it, if I'm watching – when I broke in the league, the way Steve Largent and Kenny Easley, my rookie year in Seattle, it didn't matter. Whatever they were doing was the right thing. And they weren't going to let that kind of stuff creep in. So the leadership. It's when you get the three or four or six guys who are influential, who are bitching and complaining and, oh, I can't do this. This isn't my normal routine. That permeates through a team. So that is a great point by you that you're going to have strong leadership and a coach that, quite frankly, and a staff that we just don't tolerate it. Guys, you got to know going in, even if we play a full season and it starts on time, things are just going to be different. No fans in the stands, the way we eat, where you sit on the bus, how we travel. Now, in a perfect world, you'd hope that the last thing they address, because I'm thinking, well, how will it affect COVID? What's wrong with going in the night before? If it's just your team and the hotel you guys have booked is just yours, why would that affect players getting more sick than not? I guess because you're out of your own home. But even at home games, we stay at a hotel. Now, that may not be the case this year. So, yeah, veteran leadership and a coach that won't tolerate crap. It says you're not making excuses because at the end of the season, aside from health and great football players and game plans, when you look back, you'll look back at how we handled the distractions and how mature was my locker room. And the mature teams that know how to deal with these things like that in a pandemic, which we haven't seen, but you know, not being able to stay in a hotel the night before. Deal with it, man. Everybody's got to deal with it. And we got better players, and we're not going to let the distraction kick in. We'll be the teams that are standing come January, and the winners will be standing in February.
No question. Sean, who wins more games, Patriots or Tampa Bay, and why?
A hell of a question, Lo. first off, I look at Tom's got to be pumped, man. When you look at how many times offensively he's had to carry what we would now Gronkowski, Randy Moss, and Edelman, I know good players, but over the course of his career, he's done a lot with a lot of guys who have just been guys, not the guy,
no question.
But a guy. He's elevated people's play. It's almost reversed. It's like that role when you're growing up. Your parents take care of you. And then when they get older, it flips. You got to take care of them a little bit more. Tom's at the stage. He's going to be 43. Well, he doesn't need any babysitting. The guy's a great player still. But now think about his excitement. I'm going to a team. When's the last time he had this many weapons on offense? And Bruce is fun but focused and will give him some stuff to do. So I love their roster. And I think their division's tougher, though. So, you know, you get 10 wins in that division. You got Matt Ryan to deal with. Hopefully a Carolina's competitive. We know the Saints roster is as good as theirs in the league. So if you get to 10 or 11 wins, they're going to be a Super Bowl threat. They're getting to the playoffs. So more wins, I think they're going to hover around the same because the easier path to your division, even though Buffalo's in it, is the East. And I marvel. I know that Cam Newton may not be MVP Cam Newton. Maybe he is, but a healthy 31-year-old angry specimen who's going to a disciplined coach who will give him an opportunity. He is going to start. I'm surprised at how many people are like, well, pump the brakes on how good Cam Newton this is. And boy, does he have something to prove financially and to prove that he's healthy. I actually think the Patriots, with one player added, now we relook at the NFC or at the AFC, say, wait a minute, Patriots may have been a non-playoff team this year, but even though Stidham could have been good, if Cam's Cam at 85%, we're dealing with a team that the Buffalo Bills now are not the heavy favorite in the division. I think you're going to see them both. I'm going to say Tampa's 10 or 11 wins, and I'm going to say New England's around 9 or 10 because I think they were 7 or 8 wins without Newton. And I believe if he's healthy and plays a 16-game schedule and pissed and adjusts to McDaniels and the discipline in the building, I think that they're worthy of 10 wins. It'll be within a game or two, but I'll give Tampa a slight edge because their roster's better. But Cam Newton's going to a great opportunity, and they can still win the division with him there now, even with Buffalo in it. I think this is an underrated offseason signing.
Sean Salisbury joining us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm split on this. I wanted to agree with everything you were saying because I looked at what Newton did in those first 8 games under Norv Turner 2 seasons ago. He was putting up great numbers. He injures the shoulder. Obviously, the rest of the season, history knows they lost 7 of 8. That's fine. It's an injury. So he comes back healthy, then he injures the foot. All right, fine. He's battling an injury. The one thing I can't get over here is that if he's healthy, he's 31 years old, he's in his prime, he's won an MVP, we know he's got the talent, we know he's going to have the coaching, we know he's got an arsenal. Why did it take so long, and why did he go for the veteran minimum when he plays the most important position in all of sports? People keep telling me, well, COVID meant guys couldn't give him physicals. Michael Brockers signed with the Baltimore Ravens. They gave him a physical. It turned out something was wrong with the ankle. They sent him back to the Rams. So was he the only guy who couldn't get a physical done? Like, that's the one piece of information I can't seem to get over here.
No, I'm with you. I think that part of the, not that the COVID's overrated, but how people approach why Cam wasn't signed. Listen, there was, which another thing adds to, if he's not pissed, then I got a problem with it. If he's looking and saying, look, at 9 years, I know I've had my ups and downs, I started to get more accurate with Norv when I was healthy, because Cam's going to hover in that 59 to 60%, but Norv elevated him. Josh McDaniels runs a lot of shallow crossers and easy completion, make the simple play, but he also, with him now, Cam gives you great vertical passing game and what Tom can't give you with his feet, but does with his accuracy. Cam can now with his feet. So Josh McDaniels' challenge now, and a fun one for him, is to, I can expand some of the things I've never been able to do with a quarterback, nor have I really needed to because of Tom, the GOAT. But I'm with you, yes, but this also adds to why I think that he's got a chance to, if he's as competitive as I think he is, and I've criticized him ad nauseum over his career for the pouting at times, the if it's not about him and the attention, but I also look at him and I say, he's a really good football player, man. And sometimes the change of venues can help. So I'm not buying into the fact that, oh, you know, it's just COVID. Why? I think that people were concerned about his health. I think people were concerned about what kind of leader. I do. I think people asked that about him. But I also think the good outweighs the bad. And he should go in there angry. And was there a big market for him? No. But the competitors I know, Andre Dawson years ago when he signed, he said, I don't have a contract nobody wants to hear. You fill in the numbers. And for $500,000, went out and had an MVP year on a last-place team in baseball. So Cam's capable of this now. And at 31, this is about the time you're supposed to play your best football. So, yes, I understand, and I do understand why people are a little skeptical. But I look at it, I say, okay, what's the risk? All right, so you slow Stidham's progress down a little bit, but it's not like he was the second pick of the draft. What, a fourth rounder with big potential? It tells me that they didn't get an offseason with him, so they're not sure how he's going to handle the team with Tom out of the building. So you get Cam, he can make up to $7.5 million. What's the risk? The risk that he isn't going to control the locker room, you know, like coming with a bad attitude, because we've seen, Bill, you walk into that building, it's different. You're going to cater to what we do. We're not going to change our building for you. This is the New England Patriots, like it or not. We may not have a lot of fun, but we win and do it a particular way. So Cam's going to have to adjust a little bit of that, but players around him, look, he's a presence, and he's a big presence, and he's a big talent. So what's not to like? Okay, if he gets hurt, it'd be a bummer, but if he's healthy and if he's pissed, what's not to like? If he completes 62% but gives you some playmaking on the edge and elevates, and plays like a guy who's got Pro Bowl skills in a weak AFC East, at least it appears. Damn, it's an upgrade, and all I want for my team is, John Harbaugh always said, get 1% better every day. The New England Patriots got better on paper with Cam Newton in the building. Now we're going to find out what kind of lonely work he's been doing and how he fits in and how he processes information in a short off season.
John Salisbury here on 95.7 The Game. Antonio Brown, a player still out there. Not sure if the league will clear him to be ready for week one. Where do you see him landing? Where would be the best fit for Antonio Brown?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of them, X's and O's wise guys. I mean, I look at a team like, look at the Vikings. Imagine adding him to a team that drafted a guy. They put up numbers. They like to throw it. They got a good running game. And, you know, he can play inside and outside. Listen, his skill set's enormous. And I'm a guy that, and we say this about people, I don't like to have a lot of ifs by a guy's name. Like, if I'm drafting a first-round pick or the first pick of the draft, I don't want a whole bunch of ifs by his name, because that means, well, if he's tall or if he runs or if he's healthy, if he can make the play, if his attitude's good. The key for Antonio Brown, what did he learn the last year plus? What has he learned? Has he learned how to be a better teammate? Because I know he knows how to run routes, and I know he'll put his time in. So depending on what the NFL decides, and if Antonio Brown, and maybe it's a big if, I don't know, because I'm not around him on a daily basis, just what I see like you guys and what you hear. But I hear Tom Brady pining for him, or Russ Wilson. I hear guys that want him on their team. Because if he's ripe and ready to go, meaning ripe health-wise and attitude-wise, you're getting a Pro Bowl player who's 15 touchdowns removed just a year ago. The key is his attitude going to rip apart a locker room? If it's changed and he really is humbled and learned something, and I'm okay with guys rehabbing themselves and learning, he can give you a number one talent that could go to a team and be a number two and the best number two or one of the best number twos in the league. So, oh, there's not just one roster. There's a whole bunch of rosters that could use him. Seattle could. I mean, I can start going through the rosters that could that you tell me that Arizona had in Hopkins and him and Fitzgerald and Christian Kirk wouldn't like another weapon. You could never have enough of them. So I can go through a bunch of them. If Antonio Brown is right and his head's clear and the NFL decides, okay, then you're going to get a hell of a talent and you're getting a 10-touchdown guy depending on who the quarterback is.
Former NFL quarterback, check him out now. He's the host of the Sean Salisbury Show, 6 to 10 a.m. Central on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Sean Salisbury with us here on 95.7 The Game. Sean, we always appreciate the time and the insights. Thank you very much for coming on. Have a great holiday weekend.
Always honored to be on with you guys. Keep killing it, and thank you guys for having me on, and you be safe out there. I appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.